Stephen Walk from Adelaide United coming up after 6. And the Furious Five quiz is back as well with the Rush Hour. Bernie and Charles here at Triple M.
Bern, always a pleasure to catch up with the captain of the Rush Hour team around the globe. And he joins us on this lovely Friday evening here in Adelaide. It's Jimmy Brayshaw. Mr. Jimmy, welcome.
I like coming on the Rush Hour in Adelaide because I can't stand the two that do the breakfast show.
Straight away, bang!
Whack! It's interesting you mentioned that. We've been in a bit of a feud and they dragged your names through the mud with us.
No, Jimmy. See, this is what I hear. Cheap shots. And you know, when you come from Wakery or wherever the hell Rashido comes from.
Dittmar.
He should know better. But Dittmar, pale skin, red hair, fat ass.
Couldn't win a bloody
twice,
world, chap.
Should not be firing bullets at anybody.
Where are you at the moment, Jimmy? Are you in Melbourne or are you the beloved Port Ferry?
I'm down the coast because I needed to distance myself from Bill Brownless because I've had enough of him as well.
How is fat?
Oh, mate, honestly. Isolation, I always say this, when you live in Geelong, you've been isolating for 20 years anyway. But isolation hasn't worked for fat because he just sat there and ate and drank and bedded. That's all he's done.
Jimmy. You've been with him too long. What are you going to do with him? Because we see some of your highlights when he's trying to tell a joke or set up a phoner. You're shaking disbelief, Mr. Jimmy.
No. We had Tommy Rockcliffe on the other day, and he said it right. He said, Jim, how have you put up with it? And I said, Rock, I've had two reconstructions in my shoulders from carrying his 130 kilos around. He hasn't got a creative bone in his body. He wouldn't work in an iron lung, and therefore I've had to do everything.
What's his relationship status at the moment, Bill?
Mate, you're kidding me. I should never been a more single man on the planet.
Bern and I had a chat the other night about the NRL started last night and like on Fox and Channel 9. Have we missed the boat? Should we be playing? Should Richmond and
Collingwood
played last night? Are we 2 weeks late or not?
No, I don't think so. I think you've got to go through the right protocols. And as you know, there's lots of government money attached to our game. So we need to be careful that we do the right thing, I think, is probably what happened there. Mm. And a couple of weeks, neither here nor there. And I don't think we need to chase the bum sniffers. They can do whatever the hell they want. We're the number one code in the country. Mm. But I am looking forward to it, I must admit, because I've had enough of sitting around. We need to start playing footy again.
Now, Koshy's come out and boldly, as Koshy does, he's lobbying to get 20,000 people to the showdown. Is he wasting his breath?
I don't know where Koshy comes with half the stuff he comes out with, to be brutally honest. I don't know. He sits up there in Sydney and I don't know what goes on with him. But look, we'd all love crowds at the footy for obvious reasons. And there must be a way with social distancing to get, you know, enough distance between everyone to at least get some people in at some stage. So I'm with him and I'm with you blokes. I think that'll happen. All of this stuff just takes a little bit of time and we'll get there eventually.
Now, what about the cardboard cutouts of members and supporters that will be displayed in the empty footy stands, Mr. Jimmy? Collingwood fans can, I think it was 1,000 lucky members can buy them. Now, where would Fat be? Would he take up how many seats in terms of a cardboard cutout, Mr. Jimmy?
A whole bay would take up Fat. And that, no one would want that. Imagine shooting for goal and there's a whole bay with his fat bald head. Like, seriously. Or if you looked across to the other side, the other forward pocket, and there's Dittmar.
Oh, no.
No.
The two bloody huge men either side of the goal. You wouldn't know what you were doing.
But do you like the idea of cardboard cutouts? I don't. I'm not a fan.
Anything, I did three of the first weekend, and any time you flick into the crowd and it's completely empty, it looks horrible. Yeah. So if you can, like the Gabba, for instance, all those coloured seats up there.
You don't know, do you?
But you don't know because, you know, there's no one there anyway. It certainly wasn't in any of the Shield games I played. But you sort of don't know because the seats are a different colour. So, look, whatever it takes to make it look and sound good, I'm all for it until we get the crowds back.
Righto.
Now, I have to ask you this question, and you probably know where it's come from, but did you approach the powers to be about getting a blue tick to be verified on Instagram? Are you one of those people?
What happened is my young bloke did. He said, Dad, why haven't you got a blue tick? And I said, I don't even know what that is. Yeah. He said, all right, I'll apply for you. So I said, right, I'll charge you hardest. Anyway, about a week later or whatever, I looked in my inbox or whatever it is on the Instagram and it was, your application's been denied.
Oh, you didn't get one. Yeah.
That's why he's told
you. I don't know what it is that I've done wrong, but I've been denied, apparently. So it's quite funny.
Oh, no.
Which, when you're an influencer and global and trending, like I am at James Brayshaw, how can I be denied? It's the number one site.
How many you got now? Weren't you up to about 40,000?
70.
70? Oh.
Give me a spell, Jazz. I'm in the 70s.
Sorry, mate.
Now, tell me this. Yes, I know you do a bit of Dead Set Legends. Is Blewett contributing anything?
Zero.
Very, very little. Zero. Him and I are at loggerheads at the minute because I'm whacking the Saka program the last 5 years, which he's been involved in.
Yes.
And I want him removed.
Good.
We've got one of the greats doing a review. And it's taken him 76 days to go through everyone. Just give it the dizzy. Don't stuff around with us. Just give it the dizzy as our new coach moving forward.
Yep.
But in terms of his contribution, most Saturday mornings burn, it would fair to say. Just piss off.
Yeah.
No,
don't bother.
Well, you see, he needs to give more.
He does, yeah.
When you're the cricket sort of part of
he
it.
He is.
You know, you actually need, like I have, you need to contribute more than everyone else. Did, not less.
No.
So he needs to lift.
I don't think Bluey's got a blue tick either. So.
No, he won't have. He won't have.
He's got hairy plums. That's what we know.
Oh, my God.
He has.
Sniffer.
I hope there's a Manscaped salon near him because I'm telling you, in lockdown, he hasn't been able to attend to it.
Jim's mowing.
It will look like wildfire.
Wildfire. Mate, good luck tomorrow on the rub with the boys. It's we all do listen to it over here in Adelaide. And thanks for your time, Skip. I really appreciate it.
All right, we'll get those two clowns in the morning to sort their act, especially Dithmar, because I'm sick of him, seriously. You've got to take his life seriously.
Good calling, mate. Take care. Right, there is Mr. Jimmy Brayshaw, our captain of the Rush Hour team. This is Jars and Bernie Vince.